Hello everyone, I'm Sholla and I'm the producer for Season for Change. And this is our first audio blog actually, and an opportunity for us, the Season for Change team, to share with you about who we are and why Season for Change means so much to us. So I'm joined by Octagon Norman and Salome Wagaini, and we're just going to spend about 10, 15 minutes sharing with you who we are and why we're excited to be on this project. So just a bit about me. I've been working in the culture and climate space now for about 8 years, and mostly for a long period of that with one of the Season for Change lead partners, Julie's Bicycle. And with them, I've been involved with the development of programs about cultural action on climate change, skills development, knowledge sharing, innovation, and leadership development. And I came to Season for Change the end of 2018, just after the first pilot program, which brought together 72 organizations across the UK, running 112 events in the lead up to COP in Katowice, the UN's climate talks. Really creating a platform where the cultural sector can come together to have a shared voice on climate action and be heard about what's important to us in the climate fight. So that's a bit about me, and I'd really like to invite the team now to share. Who are you, what's your background, and what's your role in Season for Change? And before I do, I'll just say again, my name is Sholla Johnston and my pronouns are she, her. Over to you, Salome.
Great, thank you. So yes, my name is Salome Wagaini. My pronouns are she, her, and I program manager for Season. So I have a background in producing and arts administration. Most recently, I worked on a project Diverse Actions, which is a three-year initiative championing people of colour working in live art. So my background is mainly in developing artist development opportunities, working on shows, that sort of thing. But I have previously worked for a sustainability charity doing some research actually to see how much literate people get up to when they don't think they're being watched. So the opportunity to work on the Season has been really exciting. In terms of the programme itself, my role is around managing the relationships between the various different organisations, partners and artists, and also the processes kind of day to day. Octagon, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, I'm Octagon Norman, my pronouns are they, them, and I am the Season for Change Communications Manager. So I've got a background in communications and digital marketing, particularly previously working at an animal welfare charity, and I've worked in creative writing organisations and as a freelancer as well. And I am also a performance artist, so I am based at Arts Admin in this role, which, although it is Season of Change, it is led by Julie's Bicycle, as Sho mentioned, and also Arts Admin. So I'm based at Arts Admin, which is an organisation I first came to as an artist, and now I'm working at in the comms field, which is pretty nice. That's me, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes of Season for Change this year and beyond.
Great. And obviously, we're launching this in the unexpected conditions of the pandemic. I'm interested to know what the rest of the team feel are the opportunities for creating an appetite for climate action in this context.
I think it's a really, I mean, we're part of the lucky ones, right? We still have jobs to go to during this pandemic, which is a huge privilege. And I think it's really a space for us to explore what activism and climate action means in a place where we can't physically gather to take action for climate justice. which is a real challenge. It's a really unique challenge. And I think now more than ever, with people realizing how we can forge communities remotely and how we can have a sense of like solidarity and a sense of momentum without being physically co-present with each other, opens up a whole sort of world of opportunities for refiguring what not only climate action might look like at times like these, but also how arts practice and cultural practice can look at times like these as well. So I think we're in a really fortunate, privileged position to be able to be doing some thinking around this and to be able to actually make spaces, whether they're digital or co-present or however they might manifest in the future. I feel really lucky to be in a situation where we can actually be implementing some sort of new models for working and creating and taking action. Yeah, I don't know. What about you, Shai?
Yeah, thank you, Octagon. I think a lot of that resonates with me as well. I think this is a really wonderful opportunity to, yeah, look for the silver lining in what has been a very difficult and stressful time for many people, and to see, yeah, how we can use what we have at our disposal differently to find new ways of connecting with each other and the issues that we care about. And I think the pandemic has been, not from a personal perspective necessarily, but from a kind of bigger picture perspective, really interesting moment in, you know, recent human history. It's the first time, despite being told for years and years with climate activism that it just wasn't possible to stop the way that the system we're in functions, suddenly we've seen that happen. In the space of a month, everything's changed in the sense that pollution is clear from the skies and there's more birdsong. People are really rethinking the way that they live their lives, particularly in cities, because they feel distant from community, they feel distant from food. And the other thing that's so interesting about it is that it's affecting everyone. And I think a lot of those provocations from this pandemic and the invitation really that it is giving us all to think deeply about how we care for one another and the planet have parallels with climate action, and that it's also, you know, undiscriminating. It affects everyone everywhere. And also has a disproportionately harsh effect on communities that are less privileged and have less access to resources. So I think it offers us many kind of parallel points with the ways that climate is really kind of calling for us to change the way that we live. How about you, Salome?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think for me, the fact that there is this unequal distribution in the way that people are being affected by the virus reflects the environmental inequalities that I think as a programme we've always been interested in and feels even more important now. And there are questions that the measures that have had to take place in order to protect populations have reminded us of larger fights that are ongoing and need to be sort of questioned. And things like the access to public space, green spaces, clean air, all of these things are things that have an environmental impact, public health impact, and are things that, as you mentioned, Joe, are things that culture and the arts can take some form of leadership of. And I'm also just going to go back to that question that you put in, Octagon, around how we're changing the way in which we're meeting. And this could be an opportunity for us to rethink the ways in which activism is done, how we have in the past not let people in because we've possibly not had the resource or understanding as to how to make online mass meetings happen, these sorts of learning sessions. So there are ways in which this has sped up certain things that I know that activists have been hankering for a while.
Yeah, I think that's one of the really interesting and exciting things about what we're doing here is to think about access to art spaces, culture spaces, and activism spaces, and how the acceleration of this digital spectatorship and digital gathering is accessible or isn't accessible to different people. That's a thing that I'm excited about working on, for sure. What else are we excited about for the season show?
Personally, I'm still excited about one of the core principles of the season, which is really about coming together. And I think, as you've both said, it feels even more important in this time to find ways to come together. And so, you know, the fact that Season is being delivered by two lead partners and a core of 15 partnerships across the UK through our commissions and events, that we have over 800 signups already, and even more signups kind of coming in this period of lockdown, which honestly was, you know, has been a slight surprise to us. We really felt like people might have their mind turned to other issues, but it's fantastic to see that there's still this desire and appetite, and that really excites me. It really gives me hope that there is ultimately still this will and this desire to come together and to co-create. So yeah, for me, the excitement really is about, you know, the opportunity to reimagine the way that we live and think and relate to each other in the environment, and the opportunity to do that together in new ways. How about you, Salome?
Yeah, I'm really interested in the ways that we as individuals could retain a sense of hope and agency, even if we do sometimes feel as though we are just sort of dropped in the ocean. And for me, there are quite a few sort of moments in the overall programme that have that opportunity. So I'm really excited in us having an open call for artists to make work that respond to the crisis. And I'm so interested to see what sorts of angles people will be taking. And it will be an opportunity for people who are often from communities that are not centred and mainstreamed within the larger climate movement to have their say, have their perspective. And I think that's something that's really exciting. And the fact that you know, we're developing tools that can be adapted and used in different arts organisations and individual life. So being able to be a part of something that facilitates that at this moment is a real privilege, really.
Yay, yeah, I agree. It's going to be awesome and so exciting and stimulating, and yeah, it is a real, like, it's a joy and it's a privilege to be able to look forward to spending our time developing stuff like that is so important to us and to this time. I think I'm really excited about, like, the grassroots nature of what this opportunity sort of has as well, and to see how people are working at all different stages in the arts practice or cultural practice are responding and coping and living in these times, and also doing so while thinking about the environment and climate action and still striving for action and justice at the same time, because it's pretty powerful. I think as well, for me personally, something I'm really excited about is I'm like a audience nerd. I love audiences, and I think that's why I've ended up working in comms, to be fair, because that's sort of the driving force behind what I do, is to understand what audiences want. I'm super excited to see not only what artists and cultural organizations, but I'm also super excited to see what are the audiences that they in turn will bring in, and how we can engage with them, and how they navigate access to these kinds of works and these kind of spaces. That's super exciting for me. And also, we're aiming to reach, I think, 10 million people with this, which is wild. That's a lot of people. And yeah, I'm excited to learn more about who those 10 million people are and how we can best provide them with access to the Season for Change program, and the maybe not even the program, it's just the core principles that the program operates on. So I guess we're ending on a nice sweet note there. I feel like it's about time to wrap up. as Sho said at the start, this is our first audio blog, so who knows, we might not have even been recording this whole time. I'll get to find out in a minute when we finish. But for now, thanks for listening. And it was, I'd say, great to meet you personally, but I hope that you didn't mind meeting us digitally this time round. And hopefully in the future, we'll be in a place where we can be co-present with you. But for now, it is goodbye from us from Season for Change. And we will see you soon. Bye-bye.